here we go.
Hey, what's up, Kingston?
This is Jimbo.
And you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nailed that. Woo!
We did it.
All right.
Yeah. Great job, guys.
If you are tired of the algorithm-based music age we are in and looking for unique, boundary-pushing new sounds, join me, Luke, and oftentimes friends on The Grove every Tuesday at 3. We will listen to and discuss music from electronic to alternative. See you there.
Hey, students. Moving into your new place in Kingston? Don't forget one of the most important things, setting up your Utilities Kingston account, because no one wants to move in and discover no water or electricity. Good news, it's super quick and easy. Just head to utilitieskingston.com and fill out the form to open your account. But heads up, it can take up to 5 business days to process, so don't wait until the last minute. Got questions? Visit utilitieskingston.com.
Hi, I'm Olivia from Olivia and the Creepy Crawlies. You're listening to CFRC 101.9 in Kingston, Ontario.
Are you looking to make new friends?
Get active?
Learn a new skill?
A place to appreciate big band jazz?
Would you like to dance?
Then you're looking to learn Lindy Hop with the Queen's Swing Dance Club.
Join us every Monday at 7 p.m. for a one-hour beginner lesson where we will teach you everything you need to know.
The Queen's Swing Dance Club is always open to new members and all are welcome.
For more information, check us out at qswingdance.club.
No fancy shoes, partner, or skills required.
We're Tiny Horse, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9.
Oh yeah, there we go. You are listening to CFRC 101.9 FM. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and welcome back to Indie Morning Wake Up, your Wednesday edition. If you're just joining us on CFRC, maybe CFRC.ca, who knows? If you're just joining us, welcome back. It's we're now into hour two of the program. You got me here until 10 a.m. live from Queen's University campus right here in the Limestone City, sitting pretty in Kingston, Ontario. No, wait, sitting pretty in the Limestone City. That's right. It's got a rhyme. We're here in the basement of Lower Carruthers Hall, House of Learned Doctors. And it's back to school. Hope you're all aware. Remember, when the school bus stop sign goes out, you don't move. You stay put, Jack. I'm telling you. We've been enjoying a lot of back to school nonsense today on the program. We just heard in the last set, Lump, from the President of the United States of America. Great song, great album, great band. It's not directly back to school related, but something about grungy pop punk in that era. Yeah, kind of, maybe it's my age, my vintage. Gets me thinking about, you know, autumn. Also in that set, though, we had a brand new track from New Zealand's own The Beths with Best Laid Plans. We heard the Saved by the Bell theme in there in the last set. I know, you know, we're up here in Canada. Everyone's Degrassi this and Degrassi that. I'm sorry, you guys. I was a TBS kid. I was a Saved by the Bell student. You could usually watch one or two episodes in the morning before heading off to your own high school. Fun advice. Go on YouTube if you're bored and look up Zach Morris is Trash. If you haven't seen that series of little shorts breaking down and illustrating just what a monster Zach Morris actually is when you really think about it, I highly recommend it. Zach Morris is Trash. And we open up the last set with Jimmy Buffett and I Don't Know, otherwise known as Spicoli's Theme from the Fast Times at Ridgemont High soundtrack. I rewatched that recently. It's a good movie. That holds up. That's real good. Amy Heckerling, she was like 23 when she directed that movie. That's crazy. It's on Tubi right now, I think, if you want to watch it for free. It might be still on there. But more on movies the next segment. This segment, we'd like to talk about what's going on in and around Kingston, Ontario. It's our community events roundup. Get along, little doggy. We profile what's happening this coming weekend and into the future because it is Wednesday. I know it's a short week, but it's still technically hump day. And we got to start thinking about, you know, the weekend and the weekend's events. So let's get to it. First and foremost, we've got Rib Fest back Friday, September 5th. And I believe it's running all weekend long. That's right. Friday the 5th until Sunday the 7th. Celebrate the best that summer has to offer down at the Memorial Center. Starts at 4 p.m., goes till 9 p.m. And then more details. I think Saturday and Sunday, it starts at noon. It's all ages, and it is by donation to get in. But it is the Kingston Rib Fest and Craft Beer Show. Enjoy mouth-watering barbecued ribs and chicken, an incredible selection of Ontario craft brewed beer, cider, and cocktails, plus live entertainment and a kids' fun zone, all in the wonderful Memorial Center Park. So check that out. Every year, I think I always miss it, but I'm going to try and get out there this year. I mean, come on, it's ribs and it's beer. What's not to love? And I think I'll have to check if the Memorial Center Market is still going on the Sunday, whether or not they get pushed out that week or not. I don't think so. I think it's like a double whammy. So that's just a good weekend of food consumption over at Memorial Center. So check that out. More details on their website. An event a little more further afield, both in theme and location, the Cloud9 Electronic Music and Arts Festival, Music and Eco Art Festival is happening again. Again, Friday, September 5th, and it runs all weekend long at Number 9 Gardens up north of the city. Check out their website for more details on how to get there. I think there are shuttles and things like that. It's an all-ages show. Tickets range in price from $55 to $141. Again, more details are on their website depending on when you want to go, how long you want to stay. But it's the annual Electronic Music and Camping Festival returns for its fourth year, continuing their mission to create a multi-century celebration of a sustainable future. Cloud9 isn't just a festival, it's a gathering of kindred spirits who believe that music, art, and climate knowledge and action can fuel real change. This year, they're welcoming back a custom sound system. There's going to be eco art, farm-to-table meals, there we go, film screenings, there's a group bonfire, and hot tub, cold plunge, and swimming, not to mention all the great music that's going on. So check out their website, the Cloud9 Music and Eco Art Festival in Oxymoor at the Microwave Tower. Interesting. Very cool. In town, if you're looking for something a little quieter, maybe something, to prepare you for the winter, so to speak, it's the Kingston Symphony Association Book Fair. At the Kingston Symphony Warehouse, thousands of used books are going to be on sale Saturday, September 6th, from 10 a.m. until 3. Ticket prices range from 0 to 25. I think they've got a system for that. Again, more details on their website. But actually, it looks like it's going on for quite a while. Yeah, sale dates are starting tomorrow, actually, Thursday, September 4th, and it runs until September 14th. Not bad. So if you want to, jazz up your personal library and get some good reading material for the colder months, then check out the Kingston Symphony Association Book Fair. Book Fair is always good. Record Fair is better, but it's still great. And sidebar, the forecast for the predictions for the winter have been coming out from all the weather, weather nerds. And it seems like we're going to be in store possibly for a very snowy winter this year. So you got to prepare all of your, at-home activities. Load up on those books. Get down to that book fair. Other things that are going on in and around town. There's a Welcome Back Students concert happening at the Mansion Saturday, the 6th, from, it says 5:30 a.m. until 9 p.m. They probably mean 5:30 p.m., but who knows? I mean, there's some great bands playing. It's Welcome Back Students for Queens, SLC, and Kingston residents. Come celebrate a new school year with three great bands. We got Nolan Hubbard, we got Wygo, and we got friend of the show, Seth Hunt. Seth W.J. Hunt. He's amazing. If you haven't checked out his tunes, go on his YouTube, find his Spotify, find him online and listen to his stuff because it's solid. It's real good. He's one of those guys that's like too good for Kingston. I hate to put it that way, but he's the real deal. So he'll be playing along with those other great bands at the Mansion this Saturday from 5:30 until 9 o'clock. $11.98, $12 for a ticket. That's so cheap for what you're getting. Amazing. Back to school. Check that out. And then last but not least, Mondo Banjo, Wolf Island's Festival of the Banjo. Concerts and workshops, jam sessions, activities, and more. Looks like it's going to be running all weekend long, September 5th, September 6th, and September 7th. There's, Festival Pass. Weekend pass is 120, or it's 55 for each day, 45 if you want to go on the Sunday. But there is a full docket of bluegrass and banjo ridiculousness. That's at the Hotel Wolf Island in Marysville all weekend long. I think the banjo is the greatest instrument ever made. It's up there with like the theremin. It just seems to be able to, the banjo can go with anything. I've long stated on this program that my dream is to have someone sitting in the corner of the studio on a stool, plucking away at a banjo, just be our one man band leader, essentially. If you know, if you can play the banjo and you've got time on your hands, let me know. I want a banjo player in here. I'm going to go to Mondo Banjo on Wolf Island this weekend. I'm going to find my banjo guru. And it's going to be a good time. I swear, it's going to be a great time. So all that and more coming up this weekend in Kingston. So you're going to want to keep your eyes on the prize. You know, it's starting to feel like the waning days of summer. So we still want to get out there and not waste this beautiful weather. Before we get back to the tunes, it is our back to school special. And every break, we've been talking about weird and wonderful back to school traditions from all over the world. I'll keep this brief. That in Japan, students, when they enter kindergarten or first grade, are given a randosaru backpack. It's a stiff shell-like backpack that is meant to last their entire 6 years of their elementary school. And I gotta say, I look at pictures of them and they look pretty cool. I kind of want one myself. Obviously, they're adorable when they're worn by like children because they're as big as they are. But I think a grown man like myself could rock a randosaru backpack. I don't know. We'll see. Maybe I'll just settle for the their lucky first day of school lunch where students eat a meal of rice, seaweed sauce, and quail eggs, which is believed to bring good luck throughout the year. Nothing like a good quail egg. That's what I say. My name's Jeff the Nerd. We're going to get back to the tunes next break. It's our nerd talk. We got nerd news. We got Saturday Night Live cast shakeups to talk about. We've got a brand new video game coming out this Friday that everyone's been waiting for almost a decade. And we've got some Joe Bob Briggs stuff to talk about. More on that next break. Continuing along, here is a classic from Adam Sandler. This is a song about arguably the most important person at any given school. My name's The Nerd. This is CFRC. Let's do this.
This is a song about the high school experience, sung through the eyes of the person who, more than anyone else, puts young people on the right path. I'm not talking about the teachers. I'm not talking about the coaches. I'm not even talking about the guidance counselors. I'm talking about a person we call the lunch lady. Woke up in the morning, put on my new plastic glove. Served some reheated Salisbury steak with a little slice of love. I got no clue what the chicken pot pie is made of. Just know everything's doing fine down here in Lunch Lady Land. Well, I wear this net on my head, 'cause my red hair is falling out. I wear these brown orthopedic shoes, 'cause I got a bad case of the gout. I know you want seconds on the corn dogs, but there's no reason to shout. Everybody gets enough food down here in the magical Lunch Lady Land. Well, yesterday's meatloaf is today's Sloppy Joe's. And my breath reeks of tuna, and there's lots of black hairs coming out of my nose. Oh, hoagies and grinders, navy beans. Hoagies and grinders, navy beans, meatloaf sandwich. One morning that I woke up to see all the pepperoni pizza was looking at me. It screamed, why do you burn me and serve me up cold? I said, I got the spatula, just do what you're told. Then the liver and onions started joining the fight, and the chocolate pudding pushed me with all its might, and the chop suey slapped me and it kicked me in the head.
lunch lady said the garlic bread. I said, what did I do to make you all so mad? You got flabby arms and your breath is bad. Then the green beans said you better run and hide. But then my friend Sloppy Joe came and joined my side. He said if it wasn't for the lunch lady, the kids wouldn't eat ya. You could be shaking her hand and saying, pleased to meet ya. She gives you a purchase and she gives you a goal. You should be kissing her feet or kissing her more. Now all the angry fools just leave me alone. And we all live together in a happy home. A bank of Sloppy Joe, a Sloppy Joe, yeah. Sloppy Joe, a Sloppy Joe, oh yeah. Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe, yeah. Sloppy Joe, sloppy Joe. Well, me and Sloppy Joe got married. We got six kids and we're doing just fine. Down in Lunch Lady.
Hey, we're Birds of Matthew Barber, and you're listening to CFRC.
How can I help you?
I don't guess, you know, like, listening, you know, helps a lot, you know, and I guess I never really had anybody, you know, like, that actually listens, like when I'm talking and stuff, you know. Like nobody hears the real Beavis, you know what I'm saying?
I don't understand Beavis.
You know, neither do I sometimes. Yeah, neither do I.
Anymore. I can't do my homework anymore. Oh, baby, I said you got me so bad. I'm walking around in circles, I can lose my mind. Well, you got me rolling your door. I can't do my homework anymore.
It's Emily Steele, and you're listening to CFRC 101.9 FM.
Three, oh, it's the magic number. Yeah, it is. It's the magic number. Somewhere in that ancient mystic trinity, you'll get three. It's the magic number.
5 backwards. 3 times 10.
3 times 10 is 30. 3 times 9 is 27. 3 times 8 is 24. 3 times 7 is 21. 3 times 6 is 18. 3 times 5 is 15. 3 times 4 is 12. 3 times 3 is 9. And 3 times 2 is 6. And 3 times 1 is 3 or 4.
Now dig the pattern once more.
3, 6, 9.
I think 3 is a pretty magic number. That was Blind Melon with their cover of the Schoolhouse Rock classic. 3 is a magic number right here on CFRC, the place to be. Campus community radio for all you punks and nerds and ne'er-do-wells out there. My name is Jeff the Nerd. Thanks for coming along. It's a little bit after, well, it's coming up on 9:30. We're live from Queen's University campus, where things are absolutely buzzing out there right now. I just poked my bald, sweaty little head out the door, and checked it out. There's people everywhere. It's great. So I hope you, dear listener, whether you're on campus, whether you're in Kingston, whether you're around the world, I hope you're having a great day today, because everything's coming together. I just found out that we're expecting a new episode of The Mood with May just after mine at 10 o'clock today. So I'm pretty excited. We're going to get our Summer of Mayhem review, find out what she's been up to. And trust me, it's going to be exciting. So you're going to want to stay tuned for that. But we still have another half hour to go in my program. So don't go nowhere just yet. Before Blind Melon, we heard Fleetwood Mac with their classic Homework. Also in that last set, we had Star Jets with School Days. And we opened it up with Adam Sandler and Lunch Lady. It's like there's a theme going on here or something. I can't put my finger on it. There's something like that. My name, like I said, is Jeff the Nerd, otherwise known as Jeffrey the Movie Nerd. And this time of morning, I'm already getting out of breath. I'm already getting excited. We dedicate this segment to nerd news, things that's going on in the world of TV, video games, movies, pop culture, all that good stuff that you need to know about. So first and foremost, we're going to get the bad news out of the way. Legendary Canadian actor Graham Greene passed away this week at the age of 73. Graham Greene, he passed away in Stratford, Ontario of natural causes, and he had a career that he left behind of over 200 film and TV roles over the years. He's probably best known for his Oscar-nominated performance in Dances with Wolves with Kevin Costner back in the day. He was also in Thunderheart, The Green Mile. He was in some Twilight movies, Winter's Tale, Casino Jack. My personal favorite role of his, Die Hard with a Vengeance, Die Hard 3, where him and Colleen Camp save a bunch of children from a school that's about to blow up. It's good. It's a great movie. Check it out. So he will be missed. Graham Greene, legendary actor. Check him out. You'll know him to see him. He's in everything. Like I said, 200 credits. That's crazy. He will be missed. On to the better news, though. Oh, no, this is still bad news. It's slightly less bad news, though. Fans of Mortal Kombat are going to be disappointed to learn that the sequel coming out this year, Mortal Kombat 2, is actually being pushed back. It was supposed to come out next month in October, but they pushed it back 7 months. It's going to come out in May of next year, May 15th, 2026. So you got to wait a little bit longer before you can see, you know, Scorpion and Sub-Zero duke it out again. I don't know. They say that, you know, they want to put the best movie out that they can. They need some extra time to smooth it out. My theory, though, is that when the trailer came online like a month ago, it was the highest viewed R-rated movie trailer in YouTube history, and it like got that record very, very quickly. So my thinking is that maybe the producers saw that and thought, you know what? Let's not shovel it out in October. Why don't we make it part of like the beginning of like the summer tentpole blockbuster season? So next summer's off to a good start, because I also think that the Street Fighter movie comes out next summer. So I think we're getting a repeat of the early 90s, where we're going to have a Street Fighter movie and a Mortal Kombat movie out in the same summer. Orville Peck is in the Street Fighter movie. I'm very excited. So, you know, it's a little disappointing, but at least we're still getting the movie just a few months later down the road than we expected. On to celebrity birthdays, because they are our social betters and they deserve to be worshipped by us plebes and peasants. Not much in the world of famous people celebrating milestones. However, Noah Baumbach, filmmaker extraordinaire, turns 56 years old. Got his career started co-writing and co-producing movies with Wes Anderson, then struck out on his own to have a string of amazing indie hits. Things like Marriage Story, The Squid and the Whale, Greenberg, tons of good stuff. And then most recently, him and his, I believe they're married, him and Greta Gerwig co-wrote and made Barbie last year, which was, massive success. So happy 56th birthday to one of my favorite filmmakers, Noah Baumbach. And I highly recommend checking out The Squid and the Whale. It's very dry and hilarious. Check it out. Also, onto our main story, I guess, during the nerd segment. Regular listeners will know that I am still a fan of Saturday Night Live, despite its ebbs and flows and quality. Last year was an interesting season. It was the 50th season, so you had a massive cast of performers and all these guest stars. You know, they had their 50th anniversary specials and Radio City Music Hall concerts. It was a big year for SNL, and now it seems like things are going in through a bit of a retooling, if you will. A lot of cast members have just announced this past week that they're dropping out, that they're gone. Emil Joachim, a few others. I can't think of their names off the top of my head, but they've added four new cast members, and they brought up a minor cast member to a main player status, to a repertory player, I guess. So, anyways, joining the cast of season 51 that premieres in October of this year, comedian Tommy Brennan, comedian Jeremy Culthane, comedian Cam Patterson, Canadian comedian Veronica Slowakowska from Barrie, Ontario. I think she's the only Canadian on the cast right now. And Ben Marshall from the, he's been on the show for the past handful of years as part of the Please Don't Destroy crew. Those three guys have been making essentially SNL digital shorts for about four, maybe five seasons. Unfortunately, Please Don't Destroy going forward is no longer a thing. Ben Marshall is being elevated. He's been promoted to regular cast member. Martin Herlihy is staying on as a writer. However, John Higgins, the third member, is leaving SNL completely. So even though they begged for it for years in their title, Please Don't Destroy is being destroyed. If you haven't seen their stuff, go on YouTube, check it out. It's sometimes, very often, the best part of Saturday Night Live episodes. It's going to be sad to see the crew break up, but at least John Higgins is going to get more of a meatier role. More news is coming out on that as the weeks progress. You know, it's basically a big shakeup. So, you know, keep your eyes on the prize. Like I said, it doesn't premiere until October. And then keeping in mind as well that in 2026, there's going to be a Saturday Night Live London that Lorne Michaels is currently producing. So after 51 years of doing SNL in New York, they're going to still do it. They're finally doing like a spin-off SNL in London, but not till 2026. Lots of Saturday Night Live news going on. So check out, you know, the internet if you want more on that. I'm done with that for today. Anywho, a couple more little nerd things before we get back to the tunes. Hollow Knight 2, otherwise known as Silk Song. It's a video game that's coming out on Friday, September 4th. Those who know. Those who don't know, it's a side-scrolling, I guess they call it a Metroidvania type of game, where you're basically going, you're like, it's like a little cartoony game where you're exploring this underworld, like this abandoned underground city with tunnels, and the whole thing is that it's like bugs. You're fighting like little bug knights and little bug zombies, and you've got like a needle for a sword, and you're hopping around. The first game came out 7 years ago, and fans like myself have been very impatiently waiting for the sequel. They just announced it like a couple of weeks ago. They're like, oh yeah, by the way, not only are we done the Hollow Knight sequel, but it's coming out September 4th. So a lot of nerds around the world, like myself, are probably just going to skip work and stay home and play Silksong. It's a very good game. And the reason it took so long to make a sequel, they just revealed, wasn't because of any, apparently, any big problems. They said it took 7 years to make the sequel because the developers were having so much fun making the game. They said they kept finding new ways to play, and they had to incorporate that into the game. So that's a good sign that the developers are having so much fun that they just couldn't stop making it. I don't know. Maybe it's a line, maybe it's a story, but I think it's still pretty cool. So the Hollow Knight Silksong comes out for all platforms on September 4th, 2025. Last bit of news before we get back to the tunes. If you're a fan of horror movies and schlocky horror movies at that, Joe Bob Briggs is back for his monthly marathon on Shudder TV. That's this Friday night. 9 o'clock live on Shudder. Joe Bob and Darcy the Mail Girl are going to be doing an episode about international movies that caused a lot of woe against the Catholic Church. I'm pretty excited. They never announced the movies until the day of. So I think after the football game here at Richardson Stadium, I'm going to hustle my buns back home, turn on Shudder, and catch the last chunk of the Joe Bob Marathon. Check him out on Reddit or Instagram if you want more details on that. Like I said, if you like really weird, cool horror and sci-fi movies, Joe Bob Briggs is the guy to do it. Just saying. My name is Jeff the Nerd. If you're just tuning in, this is CFRC Radio, the place to be since 1922. We're going to keep things going with our back-to-school special. It's a back-to-school classic. I can't do a September on Queen's University campus without hearing The Kingsmen. This is Louie Louie right here on CFRC.
Your thesis, Broheim.
What's a thesis?
Thesis. This is my fat, greasy burger, and this is my huge, stupid beer. Thesis.
Is crazy about PJ Souls, but she wants to live a rock and roll fantasy with her favorite group, the Ramones. The new principal tries to stop the music, but the kids rock and wreck the school. Rock and roll high school, the school where the students rule. Your school could be next. Rated PG, parental guidance suggested.
What's happening? This is Kid Koala. You're listening to CFRC 101.9. Keep it locked.
Now, son, on your first day of school, I'd like to pass along the words of advice my father gave me.
Homer, you're dumb as a mule and twice as ugly. If a strange man offers you a ride, I say take it.
Let's get something going. Going down to the drugstore, get a soda pop, throw a nickel in a jukebox, damn, it's not the rock. The school got baby, gonna tell you some news. You sure look good in those baby doll shoes. This a 1, 2, pull up your shoes. 3, 4, get on the floor. 5, 6, you're gonna get your kicks at the corner of a Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! Let's get something going. Going down to the drugstore, get soda pop, throw a nickel in a jukebox, damn, we're starting to rock. The school guy, baby, gonna tell you some news. You sure look good in those baby doll shoes. Miss a 1, 2, pull up your shoes. 3, 4, get on the floor. 5, 6, you're gonna get your kicks out the corner of a Lincoln and a 46. Yeah! For shoes. 3, 4, get out of the floor. 5, 6, you're gonna get your kicks at the corner of Lincoln and 46. You gotta move. Start a rockin', baby. A rockin', rockin', baby. Gonna rock all night. I'm gonna rock all night. Just wait and see. Yeah!
That was a classic moldy oldie from Frankie Lyman with Waiting in School right here on your station, The Rocks the Nation, CFRC 101.9 FM. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Welcome back. We're at the tail end of our back to school special. I hope you're all with it and game for this fall. You know, I hope you're getting back into your routine, whether you're a student or a parent or just a regular old fella like me. I don't know. September just brings some sort of like calm scheduling. I don't know. I'm just rambling. Doesn't matter. We also had in that set the Go Team with Dive Bomb. Not too shabby. Also in there, brand new stuff from the Alabama Shakes with Another Life. And we opened up that last set with the Kingsmen and Louie Louie. That's a college campus classic. If ever I've laid my ears on one. Can't have a back-to-school special without Louie Louie. My name is Jeff the Nerd, and I hope you all had a great week. In summation, what did we learn today? We learned that in Germany, elementary school students are on their first day of school are given big cones filled with treats and school supplies. We also learned that Craft Beer Fest and Rib Fest is going on in Kingston this weekend. What else did we learn? We learned that The Mood with May is back with brand new episodes. She's up next at 10 o'clock. So you're going to want to keep it tuned in for that because that show is always spectacular. And we just learned. Oh, and we learned that there's a football game today, this Friday at 6:30 at Richardson Stadium. Queens Gales versus the Golden Hawks. I think it's Laurier. So you're going to want to check that out. Listen to the CFRC broadcast. Maybe watch it on OUA TV or just hustle your buns down to the stadium and watch it live. Nothing like a good footy ball game on a Friday night. Once I learn what football is and how to play it, I'm sure I'll enjoy it. My name's Jeff the Nerd, though. I'm going to play myself out. We got a few more tunes until 10 o'clock. We're going to hear a classic from The Who with Magic Bus. Then after that, so how about a throwback? LaRue featuring Chromeo with Disco Proof, which is a new cover of their hit track Bulletproof. Something to get you, you know, a little spring in your step if your caffeine's wearing out like mine is. And other than that, I think we're all good. I guess we'll see you guys next Wednesday. I'll be flying solo again. So keep it locked and ready to rock all day long on CFRC. Here's The Who. My name's Jeff the Nerd. Let's do it.
takes me to you. I'm so nervous, I just sit and smile. Your house is only another mile. Thank you, driver, for getting me here. You'll be an inspector, have no fear. Every day, just to drive to my baby. From 10-6 months each day, 'cause I drive my baby every way.
Lunch, Lady Doris. Have you got any grease?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Then grease me up, woman!
Okie dokie.